Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. Today's Dav is Dav Samach Daled. We left off yesterday on Samach Gimel Amud Bet. 63b at the Mishnah, towards the middle of the page. The Mishnah begins. Kiddashti et biti v'ini yodeh l'mi kiddashtiya. If a man says, I married off my daughter, I engaged her off, but I don't know who I engaged her to. Uba echad v'amar ani kiddashtiya ne'eman. And a person comes and says, I married her, it was me, he is believed. Ze amar ani kiddashtiya, v'ze amar ani kiddashtiya. If two people come and each one says, I was the one that did kiddushin with her, who do we believe? So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, shneim notnim get, both of them would have to give a get. Vim ratzu, echad noten get, v'echad kones. And if they want, one would give a get, and one would be able to marry her. The Gemara says, amar rav, ne'eman li ten get, ve'en ne'eman li chnos. When it said the first one is believed, in that first case, he was believed that he is able to give a get, but he's not believed to stay married to her. Why? Ne'eman li ten get, en adam chote velo lo. A person wouldn't sin and not get any benefit out of it. And so therefore, we believe him that they're married, but not to the extent that they can be together, rather that he has to give a divorce. Ve'en ne'eman li chnos, and he's not believed to be married, ema yitzro tokfo, because maybe we're worried that his yetzer hara overcame him, and that's what he's trying to do. 63b. Rav Asi amar af ne'eman lichnos. Rav Asi says he's even believed to marry her. Umoder Rav Asi ve'omer nitkadashti ve'eni yodad lemi nitkadashti. Rav Asi agrees, if she says I got married, I don't know to who. Uba echad ve'amar kidashtiya, and a person comes and says, I was the one who married you. She'ein ne'eman lichnos, that in that case, he is not believed to marry her. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Ratzu echad noten ged ve'echad kones. If they want, one of them would give a get, and one of them would be able to marry. So the Gemara says, Tiyuvtei de Rav. This is Tiyuvtan, the opinion of Rav, who says it's only ne'eman li ten get. The Gemara says, Amar lach Rav, shani hatam, dekivan de'ika acher bahadei, yirtute mirta. No, over there is different, because since there's two of them, so they're afraid to lie. They're not going to be lying, and therefore we believe it as the truth. So if two people come and say, oh, one says, I married her, and he says, no, I married her, so one can give a get, and the other one can stay married to her. Tanak avadid Ravasi, we have a brighter like Ravasi. Kidashti et biti v'eni yodeh l'mi kidashtiya. I married off my daughter, I don't know to who. Uba echad v'amar kidashtiya. One comes and says, it was me. Af ne'eman lichnos, he's even believed to marry her. Kinasa, uba acher v'amar ani kidashtiya. If he went and he married her and he was with her, and another person comes and says, no, it was me who did kiddushin with her. Lo kol hemenu le'osra alav. And he cannot go that far to make her asura on this husband. If a woman comes and says, I did kiddushin, I don't know with whom. So the Gemara says, echad ve'amar ani kiddushin. One comes and says, I was the one who did kiddushin, and ne'eman lichnos. He's not believed to actually be with her and stay married to her. Because what is she going to do? She's going to say, oh, you know what? This is a good idea. This is, you know, he's interested in being married to me. Let me decide now that I'll be married to him. Maybe it's not him that the kiddushin was supposed to be done with, and therefore that wouldn't be the person you'd be married to. So the Gemara then says, Ivailu, we have a question. Ma'u liskol al yado. What is the deen? Are we allowed to do sakila? Rashi says, al yado shel ha'av, based on the father's testimony, without edim, just the father. The father says, I married her off, and the witnesses aren't coming in front of us. So Rashi says, ma'u lach zika al piv, kedin na'ara murasa l'usokla. Are we allowed to view her as a na'ara murasa? And therefore, if somebody comes and sleeps with her, therefore we do sekila. So the Gemara says, Rav Amar ain't so clean. Rav Asi Amar so clean, machloket. Rav Amar ain't so clean. Rav Amar, Rav says, we don't do sekila. The Torah believes the father for the isur, but not for actual liability to death. Rav Asi Amar, so clean. Rav Asi says, no, we do sekila if she slept with someone else. Why? Because the Torah believes the father entirely for all aspects. Amar Rav Asi, umodena beomeren itkadashi she'en so clean. And he agrees in a case of, if she says, I was married, that we would not do sekila. V'amar Rav Asi, hanish mateta didim merapesan igare. These words of mine that I was teaching, it like is something that Rashi says in mishaberet gagin. It would break the roofs. Why? Hashda umam makom she'im balichnos kones. In a case where if he wants to marry her, he can marry her, right? If let's say the father says, that I married her off. We said he can marry her. Amar at Soklim, over there in that case, you said that's Sekila. In a case where, if you wanted to marry her, let's say, in the case where, right, the Gemara says, in the case where she said that I got married, need kadashti, but she doesn't know to who, so we don't believe her. So hold on, we don't believe that they're married. So in that case, is it not all the more so, inodin she's so clean, is it not all the more so that we should give sekila if she goes and was with someone else? So the Gemara says velohi, but that's not the case. La'avhim ne'rachmana, le'didah lohim ne. The Torah believed the father if he says I married her off, and the Torah does not believe the daughter if she says I was married. Rav Chisda says echad zeh v'echad zeh en soklin. Rav Chisda says no. In both cases, we would not give her sekila. Ve'azdar Rav Chisda le'tamei, he goes according to his reason. Da'amar Rav Chisda beni zeh ben tesh shanim v'yom echad. If he says my son here is 9 years old in one day. My daughter is 3 years old in one day. They're both fit for relations. He is believed for a korban, but not for lashes or for onish or for punishment. Meaning what? Rashi says, let's say one of the arayot, one of his brothers, sisters, or someone with a 9-year-old boy or in one day, or a 3-year-old girl in one day, which are both would be have liability. Therefore, he's only believed, the father would only be believed for korban if it was accidental, he had relations accidentally, but not, meaning not knowing that this was the person. But not, if it was intentionally would not receive makot and not punishment, not liability to death, because it's the father. My son is 13 years old in one day. My daughter is 12 years old in one day. Ne'eman, the father is believed l'nidarim, for the neders of the child. V'lecharamim, for the consecration, if he consecrates if he consecrates something from his property, or the hekdeshot from his other types of hekdesh, consecrating things for the Beit HaMikdash, but the arachim, or if he's his value, he says my value of what I'm worth is going to be consecrated to the Beit HaMikdash, he's believed for all those things, but not for lashes or for punishments. Would not be believed, and that's why you see this is a support for Rav Chisda's opinion that we would not give the person sekila just based on the father's testimony. New Mishnah. Kidashti et biti. The Mishnah says, biti aketana, should say. If I married off my daughter at young age, kidashtiya v'gerashtiya kshi ketana, or I married her off and divorced her at a young age when she was a child, v'arei ketana, she's still a child, ne'eman, we believe him. I married her off and divorced her when she was a child. And she's an adult now. We don't believe him. If he says she was taken captive, abducted, and I redeemed her, I got her out. Whether she's a child or an adult, we don't believe him. So the Gemara says, why? In the beginning of the Mishnah, we believe him. In the end of the Mishnah, we don't believe him. So the Gemara says, that's why Resha Biyadeh, Seif Alav Biyadeh, because in the beginning of the Mishnah, it's in his hands to marry her off, to divorce her, according to this. But it's not in his hands to redeem her from adoption. The Gemara says, Velo, and that's not the case. Rabbi Biyadeh, La'asiya Lechalal, Dekap Aslam Ekeuna. He can marry the daughter off to a Chalal, someone who came from, relations, let's say from Almanan, Kohen Gadol, widow and Kohen Gadol. It's a Chalal, he loses his Kohen status. And what would that do? That would make the woman pasul to the keuna. So he's able to make her pasul to the keuna. So the Gemara says, "Hala kashya, kribi dostai ben Yehuda." It's like kribi dostai. Damar benot Israel mikve tara lachalalin. This is an opinion that holds that benot Israel women are considered a mikve tahara for chalalim. That means if they marry a chalal man, the child does not stay a chalal according to this opinion. The child would no longer be a chalal and would be completely kosher. So the Gemara says, "V'arei biyado le'asiyah le'mamzer." The father can marry her after mamzer and make her pasul. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Akiva." No, Rabbi Akiva. The Amar ain kiddushin tofsin mechayvei lavin. Rabbi Akiva says kiddushin would not take effect when it's a negative commandment. This is a negative commandment. It's an isur deoraita, a negative commandment to marry off one's daughter to a mamzer, and therefore kiddushin would not work. "V'arei biyado le'asiyah almana l'kohen gadol." He can marry her off, if let's say a widow, if she's a widow, you can marry her off to Kohen Gadol and make her pasul like that. Like Rabbi Simai, Detan Rabbi Simai Omer, Minakol Oser Rabbi Akiva Mamzer. Rabbi Akiva makes all of these cases Mamzer, puts me almana Kohen Gadol, except for a widow to a Kohen Gadol. Shari Amrat Torah, the Pasuk says, Lo Yikach, that you should not take, it's talking about a Kohen Gadol, Almanah, Gerusha, right, Kohen Gadol should not take Almanah, Gerusha, V'chalala, Zonah, Elo Lo Yikach, Kim Betulah Be'amah, Kohen should not take any of these, V'lo Yichalel, and you should not be Mechalel Zaro Be'amah. So chilulim ose, vein ose mamzerim. For a kohen gadol, he's not allowed to take these women, a divorcee, a widow, all these people. He has to take a virgin. So if he does take one of them, what does it do? It makes them a chalal. It makes them chalal, but it doesn't make them mamzer, the child of mamzer. Oh, so why didn't you say like this? He can marry her off to a widow, to a kohen gadol, and therefore that would be how he would be able to marry her off and posel her. So the Gemara says, "Kirbi Yeshvav, Damar Bo v'Nitzavach Al Kiva v'Nyosef Zal." Let's scream on Rabbi Akiva. Shaya Omer, Kol She'en Lo Biyah BiYisrael Havalad Mamzer. Rabbi Akiva would say, anyone who does not have relations, not able to have relations with Am Yisrael, Kavana Biyah. Therefore, the child would be a Mamzer. So he said, "Let's scream about him." So the Gemara says, "Hold on." Right? Rashi says, Kirbi Yeshvav, Matnitin Kirbi Yeshvav, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, Svirle, likes Rabbi Akiva, that the child would be a mamzer if they don't have Bia in Israel. Damar Bowen Samach al Kiva ben Yosef, Shemarbe Pesulin Beisel, he makes a lot of Pesulin in Am Israel, Shemar Kosha in Lobia Beisel, Avala Mamzer, Kol Ish Beisel, Shem Biato, Muterd Beisha, Shevo Alea, Havalad, Shenolam, Ota Bia Mamzer, he's making all the children Mamzerim. So the Gemara says, Hanichal Rabbi Yeshvav, Ile Ta'amed de Nashe Shapir. It makes sense according to Rabbi Yeshvav. If he's going to, according to his reasoning, right? What does that mean? Rashi says, "V'lav la'apukim deribi simai lechudei." He's not coming to exclude ribi simai. Atei leiplugei achayave lavin dekeuna lechudaihu. Ela klal hu biado. It's a general rule he has. Shekol bi'ash ibe avera. V'lav mamzer. Anytime the relations is a sin, the child is a mamzer. This is his opinion. With Shapiro and Tartina Lamanitin, this is how we answer our Mishnah. The ain kidushe avera kidushin, vein biyada av lasi bito le misha mechalala biato. So the father is not able to marry off to someone who makes her a chalala. And therefore, kidushin would not take effect according to this opinion. That makes sense. Ela I, the apukim di tamad Rabbi Simai, if he's coming to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Simai, kaate, hare biyado lasi al chayve lase. Hold on. The father can marry her off to someone who is isur of a positive commandment, right? And therefore, that would take effect. Right? So Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, El aval mitzri ve'edomi, toch shoshat dorot, right? An Egyptian or edomi, we're not allowed to marry a Jew within three generations. So based on a positive commandment, Sheikh Chayve aseh. Over there, he would agree the kiddushin would take effect then, so that would work. The Gemara says, "Amar Avashi, v'tizbera reisha mishum deviadohu." Do you think the beginning of the Mishnah, the reason is because he has it in his hand to marry her off and divorce her, but the latter part he does not have in his hand? Nehi deviado lekatsha, biado legorsha. He can marry his daughter off, but can he divorce his daughter? He doesn't have the jurisdiction to divorce his daughter. The Gemara says, "Ve'od." Not only that, ilu amar hai delo nicha begava. If let's say the man, so he's marrying her off to a guy, and the guy doesn't want to marry her, is he able to marry his daughter off to someone against his will? No, he's not able to marry off against his will. Ela maravashi resha rachmana hemne kiravuna. The Torah believes him in the beginning of the Mishnah case. How do we know the father is believed to make his daughter asur min haTorah? I gave my daughter to this man. To this man makes her asura to everyone. Hazeh, to this man, this one, heitira, he makes her permitted to that man only. For marriage, the Torah believes the father, but by the case of a captive that he said, my daughter was taken captive and I redeemed her, we don't believe him because the Torah does not believe him by the case of captives. That's this Gemara. New Mishnah. If somebody says at the time of his death, I have sons, he's believed. If he says I have brothers, he's not believed. What's the difference? Who cares if he has brothers or sons? So the kavanah is, if the wife has to do yibum or chalitza. So he's believed to say that I have brothers, that I have sons, sorry. And therefore, she would not have to do yibum. But he's not believed to say at his death that he has brothers and not sons, and therefore she has to do yibum. Right, so he's believed to say, "I have sons and no and chalitza is required, and not he's believed to say, "I have sons and no yibum is even required," and not believed to say that he has brothers where yibum would be required. So the Gemara says, Alma, ne'eman lahatir ve'en ne'eman la'esor. It sounds like from here, our Mishnah is saying, he is believed to permit her to the world, not to forbid her to the world. Where it says, ne'eman matnithin deloruke Rabbi Natan. Let's say our Mishnah is not like following Rabbi Natan. D'tanya, bishat kiddushin, if let's say at the time of marriage, the man says, amar yesh lo banim, I have sons. He says to the man, the woman, "Bishad mita amar ein lo bani." By the time of death, he says, "Never mind, I don't have sons." Bishad kiddushin amar ein lo achim. At the time of marriage, he says, "I have I don't have brothers." Bishad mita amar yesh lo achim. At the time of death, he says, "I have brothers." So one case is to be machmir on her, one case is to be mekel on her, right? If he has brothers, therefore she has to do yibum. If she doesn't, if he has kids, he doesn't have to do yibum. She doesn't have to do yibum. So the Gemara says, "Ne'eman lahatir ve'en ne'eman la'esor." We believe the man to permit her to the world and not to forbid her. The very Rebbe, that's Rebbe. Rebbe Natan Omer, af ne'eman la'esor, we even believe him to make her forbidden to the world. And therefore, she would not be able to marry someone until she did chalitza or yibum. So hold on, our Mishnah is not going like Rebbe Natan. So Amar Rava, shani hatam, kivan devishad mitaka hadarbe, ema kushtaka amar. No, maybe over here is different. Rebbe Natan, why do we believe him at the end? Because maybe from the fact that he is retracting on his words at the time of his death. Maybe that's why we believe him, because he's saying the truth. He wants to give the truth out. Amar le Abaye. Hold on, Abaye says, Veloav kol dekenu, is it not all the more so? Hashta, right now, umma hatam dekam mira lele dibure amart kushta kamar. In the Gemara, the Braita, where he retracts, he gives a different answer at the time of his death. He says that he has brothers, let's say. We said it's the truth. Our Mishnah Manitin, the Loka Marala Dibure, he's not talking about retracting on anything. He just says at the time of his death, I have brothers. What do we say? Lokosh again. Is it not all the more so that he should be believed? Why did we say in the Mishnah, if he says he has brothers at the time of his death, it's not believed. He's not retracting on anything. In the Braita, he retracted and we believed him. In the Mishnah, he didn't retract and we're not going to believe him. So Ela Marabae Matnitin, the Mishnah is the Lo Muhzaklan Ba'ache. He's not a chazakah that he has sons or brothers in the Mishnah. Neither. Ah, the Amrinon kevan de lo muhzaklan bivnei velo be'achei, since he's not a chazakah to have sons or brothers, amar yesh levanim ne'eman, yesh le'achim eno ne'eman. If the man says, I have sons, he's believed. If he says, I have brothers, he is not believed. So the Gemara says, lav kol kemineh de'asar le'akuli alma. It can't be in his hands that he's going to make her asur to the whole world. Meaning he can't come and say, if there's no chazakah, he can't come and say, oh, I have brothers, make her asur to asurah to everyone, because she has to do yibum. That's the Mishnah. But Baraita, in the Baraita, the muhzaklan ba'achei, there's a chazakah he has that he has brothers. Velo muhzaklan bibnei, there's no chazakah that he has sons. The Amrinan, mali l'shaker, we say, why would he lie? So what does that mean, why would he lie? So the Gemara says, Maika Amar, what do you mean? What does that mean? So, if you're trying to make her exempt from having to marry the brother-in-law, Matze Amar, the man could have just said to his wife, Patarna lach begita, I'm giving you a get, a moment before I die, and therefore, you would be divorcee of me, you wouldn't be married to me as almana, therefore, you wouldn't have obligation of yibum. He could have just done that. So, Rabbi Savar, two opinions. Rabbi says, Mali l'shaker, what does it mean, why would he lie? Ki edim dame. It's like witnesses. Va'atu edim akre chazaka. And the witnesses come and uproot the chazaka. Right? We have a chazaka that he has brothers. The why would I lie is coming and uprooting that. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Dishat kiddushin ki ilu ba'u edim badavar zedame. Time of kiddushin is like witnesses came. Ve'akar leila chazaka dehava machzikinan leila meikara ve'achev elu banim. We thought the chazaka at first was with brothers and not sons. And this comes and uproots that. This woman is holding now that she's not binded to the brother-in-law. And when he comes at death to try to say, no, I have brothers, he doesn't have that power to uproot this Mali l'shaker chazaka. Whereas Rabbi Natan says, back to the Gemara, Rabbi Natan savar, Mali l'shaker, why would I lie? Ki chazaka dame, it's like a chazaka. Delo ate chazaka, ve'akra chazaka legamre. One chazaka does not come and uproot another chazaka. What does that mean? So Rashi says, ve'lo ate chazaka de malo l'shaker, ve'akra chazaka kamaita, davekai ba'kodem kiddushin. The chazaka of, why would I lie, does not come and uproot the chazaka originally that we had. To make her that she is not binded to the brother-in-law. Whereas Umiu, Ilo Hadarbe, if he had not retracted at the end, Havasharya, she would be permitted la'alma to the world. Nehid lo atya chazaka ve'akar chazaka legamre. Let's say one chazaka does not come and uproot the other, but oruye miha itra'e, it would come and mess it up a little. Rekol kama de lo itchash dibure kama meheman. And anytime he didn't come and mess and retract his first words, he would be believed. The ain adam chotev lo lo, person doesn't sin if it doesn't have a benefit for him. Vilu itle ache havahadarbe bishat mita. If he had brothers, he would have retracted at the time of his death. So therefore, he's trying to say the one chazaka does not come and uproot the other. The chazaka of why would I lie doesn't come and uproot the chazaka of the fact that he has brothers, the chazaka of brothers. And therefore, that's why we would say in the case of the beraita that since he has a chazaka of the brothers, we would not allow this mali the shaker, why would I lie, to come and uproot that, and therefore we would view him as if he has brothers, and therefore the woman would be binded to the brother-in-law and have to do either yibum or chalitza. That's the difference between the Mishnah and the Gemara, the Beraita. So we're going to stop there for today, do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet with a new Mishnah. We said number one was if a man comes and says, I married off my daughter, I don't know to who, and someone comes and says it was me, we believe him. Right? But if two people come and say it was me, and another one says it was me, they either both have to give divorce, or one can marry her, and one would divorce and one would marry her. Part number two is Amud Aleph, new Mishnah. Somebody says, I married off my daughter, or I married her who was a child, or I married her off and divorced her when she was a child, and she's still a child, she's believed. But if she's an adult, she's not believed. And if she was taken captive, and I said that my father comes and said, I actually redeemed her, I took her back home, would we believe her? The Gemara says, no, the Mishnah says we would not believe her. And then, part number three was the next Mishnah. We said, if somebody says at the time of his death that he has sons, he's believed. If he says he has brothers, he's not believed. In what regard? In the regard of Yibum, that there's an obligation on a woman, if her husband dies and they don't have children, the woman has an obligation to marry the brother-in-law or to do chalitza, to remove that binding from the brother-in-law. That's only if there's no children. So if he says at the time of his death he has children, he's believed. At the time of his death he says, I have brothers, he's not believed. And then we explain in the Gemara, there's a Braita that explains a little bit differently. And we explained right, so it sounds like from the Mishnah is only trying to be lenient for her, not strict. Whereas Rabbi Natan in the Gemara was saying to even be strict on her. So the Gemara explained, no, the difference between them is Mishnah is no chazakah for brothers or sons. And therefore, we're not going to go so far to make her asura in the whole world. Whereas the Braita was talking about a chazakah where she actually has, he has brothers. And therefore, we brought two opinions. We said, Mali the Shaker, why would I lie? First opinion is Rabbi, who said, why would I lie? It's like witnesses. And witnesses come and uproot the chazakah. Whereas Rabbi Natan says, why would I lie? Is like a chazakah. And I can't have a chazakah come and uproot another chazakah, that the fact that he has brothers. And so therefore, that's why in that case, because he has brothers, we would view, even to be strict, and to say that if he comes and says he has brothers, therefore we would believe the man, and therefore the woman would have to do yibum or chalitza. Amen v'amen.